This is Classical IPR, a service of Interlochen Center for the Arts.
Amit Pellet is a cellist and professor of music at the Peabody Institute in Baltimore. He has a new album out that features the students from his cello studio. And the cello studio is called the Peabody Cello Gang. Their album includes music of Schubert, Handel, and David Popper. Amit Pellet joined us at Classical IPR to talk about the new album and take us through some of the music on it. Amit Pellet, welcome to Interlochen Public Radio.
Hi, it's nice to be here.
Now, you're the ringleader of this Peabody Cello Gang. Tell us a little bit about this ensemble.
Well, the Peabody Cello Gang is basically my students, selected students for my class at the Peabody Conservatory of Johns Hopkins. I've been teaching there for the past 15 years. So I'm their professor, I'm their boss, and they're my students. And I felt a few years ago that the level is so high and they're so wonderful and so great that I would like to share their talents and their stories with the world, and I want to have them with me on stage. So I asked some of the presenters who invited me to play recitals, and it's usually places that I've played already before, and I said, you know, why don't I bring some of my selected Peabody students to play with me? And they were a little bit reserved in the beginning, say, oh, they're just students. So I said, okay, I'll make a little video, and then you'll see what I mean. And I did make a video, which is, some of them are now on YouTube, and they were sort of blown away. So I brought the students, and I really felt when we took a car ride to the first concert we did, that we're like a gang, like a cello gang. And they could hear stuff about me that they usually don't hear. And I told them, look, now I'm not a Mr. Pellet. I'm just Amit Pellet, and I'm a cellist. Yes, I'm the boss here, but you can call me Amit. And I have to tell you that I was not surprised, but overwhelmed with emotion by the reaction in every concert we did. Because as a communicator, not just a musician, it's very important for me to talk to the public, to engage with the public. And of course, I make my students do the same. They have to stand up and say, hi, my name is such and such, and I'm from Havana, Cuba, or I'm from Croatia, or I'm from Singapore, or I'm from upstate New York. And I felt that this is such an amazing aspect of sharing with the public, and even more so, such an amazing memory for those students before they step into the professional life, professional career. Needless to say that now with the CD and all those videos on YouTube, for every student that applied to Peabody, it's like their goal is to make it to the Peabody Cello Gang, and which is pretty cool.
So I have to ask about the cover of this album then, because yeah. On the cover of the album, it looks like the students are attacking you with their end pins on their instrument.
You have to add that they do that, but they're all smiling.
Yes.
Yeah, this we did. We had a concert at Peabody where I played with them and conducted them as well. And after the concert, the recording person, who's also a good photographer, we all had a big pizza party afterwards. And just this is walking down the stairs just to eat pizza. And it was his idea. He says, I mean, just sit down and all of you guys just stand behind him. So they did. But we have one photo which is inside the CD where they're all behaving and standing really nicely. But this photo is just them being free. And you see all the end pins pointing out to me and, you know, just about to kill me. And I didn't see them. You know, I was just sitting there. And he said, cheese. And that's what you get. Me smiling and them trying to kill me. But it's okay, you know, it's okay. My job is to make sure that they're getting out of Peabody as better cellists, better human beings, better musicians. If part of the process is to point the cello at me and try to kill me, well, you know, that's it's okay.
Well, let's talk about a couple of pieces on the album and we'll take a listen to them. You have an arrangement of Schubert's Arpeggione Sonata, and the instrument, the arpeggione, isn't as available now as it was 200 years ago. So when musicians play Schubert's Arpeggione Sonata, they have to get creative. And in fact, your album has the premiere of the version of this sonata for four cellos. Tell us about this four cello version.
Well, first of all, in the cello world, there's one piece that is sort of like the Everest for cellists, and it's the Arpeggione Sonata. It was not written for cello, but all of us cellists try to play it on cello. It's really the hardest piece for cello in our repertoire. And we all feel like, okay, I have to play this piece and I have to do it well. Not even to mention one day I have to record this piece, because you're not really a cellist if you haven't recorded the Bach suites, of course, for cello solo and the Arpeggione Sonata for cello and piano. And when I decided to make the recording of the Arpeggione, I had a concert with the cello gang, and I was talking to the engineer about what to record, and it just came up to me that the sound of it would be great if instead of piano I could have a cello ensemble playing with me. And we were discussing what would be best, to do it with a cello chorus of many cellos, and we thought this is too delicate to do that. And we thought of a cello quartet. What would be if we recorded as a cello quartet? The piece was written just before The Death and the Maiden, this famous string quartet by Schubert, in a very particular part of his life, late Schubert. And I made a phone call to a friend of mine, Tom Zipovitz, who is an amateur cellist and a wonderful musician. And we discussed it, and we thought that we can arrange it together. He will write it down first, and then I will rehearse it with my students, and we will go back and forth and see what can be done to make it sound good as a cello quartet. I think the sound of a cello quartet is so unbelievable. It sounds like an orchestra, but at the same time, it's very intimate. And the arrangement brought out during the rehearsals a lot of voices from the piano parts that we really didn't know that exist in a way when it's played as a chord in the piano. And so it's very simple. I'm playing the cello part, the main solo part, but three of my students are playing all the piano part. And what it brings out is sonority of a string quartet by Schubert, which doesn't really exist.
Let's listen to a movement from Schubert's Arpeggione Sonata, arranged for four cellos and performed by Amit Pellad and members of the Peabody Cello Gang.
Thank you.
A movement from the Arpeggione Sonata by Franz Schubert, from a new album by Amit Pellad and members of the Peabody Cello Gang. I'm Amanda Sewell, and Amit Pellad is joining us today here at Interlochen Public Radio to talk about this new album.
Hi, everybody.
Amit, let's listen to another piece on this album, and that's David Popper's Requiem.
Yeah.
And this is pretty core repertoire for cellists, right?
Yeah, this is sort of a mandatory. We all know it. I mean, we all know Popper. And I have to say, most cellists, when you say Popper, they have sort of a hatred feeling coming because, and a thankful one too as well. But the hatred comes because Popper was the greatest cellist of the 19th century, but he wrote 42 etudes, exercises for cello, that we all kind of have to do since day one of playing cello. And if a real cellist have a music stand at home that shows that they practice every day, they'll have Bach suites on the music stands and Popper etudes. And then you know that there are serious cellists. So Popper wrote that, but he also, luckily for us, wrote a lot of show pieces, wonderful short pieces, and cello ensemble pieces. And one of them is the Popper Requiem for three cellos and piano. It's something that I've played with my students. It's actually going back to that video trying to convince presenters that the cello gang is worthwhile inviting. That video on YouTube is played with me and two of my students, former students of mine today. And that video has gotten us the first gig as a cello gang. But this recording was made live. The one that we have on the CD was made live. And the reason I put it on is that on that year when we recorded it, I had 18 students, which is a lot. I usually have 14, 15 in a year. But that year I had 18. And it was recorded at Peabody live as an encore at the end of a recital that I gave with a pianist at Peabody. We planned it ahead, but we didn't know if the public, of course, will clap enough for us to have 18 cellists coming on stage. But luckily they did, and all my students were ready to go with their instruments right there. And after 2.5 hours of playing, it was a Russian evening. I played Rachmaninoff Sonata, Prokofiev Sonata, and Shostakovich Sonata. It was a long evening. And at the end of it, all 18 students of mine came on stage. We made a big half circle with me. So there was 19 cellists on stage. And we doubled those three voices. And what came out was I felt so special, the sound of this humongous cello chorus on stage with Eli Kalman, with the pianist. And I felt right away that this is something I want to capture, I want to keep. And luckily it was recorded. And what you have in this CD, in between the Schubert Arpeggione and the Handel Sonata, is sort of a sandwich of a very, very special ham, you know, that we put in between those two pieces. The sound of 19 cellos together. And it was just end of a recital. There was some magic on stage. The hall was full, 800 people in the public. It was very special. On top of it, the pianist's mother just passed away a few days before, and in Romania. He lives here in the state, but he was, before we decided to, okay, we're doing it, we're going to play the Requiem, he was in tears. And that made us all feel, you know, maybe the right feeling for a Requiem. And we all went on stage. He was literally crying while he was playing it, accompanying us. And it was so special that when I decided to make the CD, it was no question for me that this would be sort of the jewel in between the two pieces. And I'm very happy that it's there and it captured a very special moment in my life as a teacher and as a musician.
Well, let's listen to this special performance of David Popper's Requiem, featuring cellist Amit Palad and 18 members of the Peabody Cello Gang.
Thank you.
cellist Amit Pallad and members of the Peabody Cello Gang performing David Popper's Requiem. The new album is named for the musicians who appear on it. It's the Amit Pallad Peabody Cello Gang. Amit Pallad, thank you so much for taking the time to talk with us here at Classical IPR.
Oh, it's my pleasure, and thank you for featuring my students and this album. It really means a lot to me.